Jim Taylor back on RFD Today. This network works because of our great local radio affiliates throughout the state. We celebrated local radio on Saturday with RFD Radio Network affiliate WCCI and Brian Roosh, who was presented an IHSA Distinguished Media Service Award. The ceremony was at Scales Mound High School, just a few miles south of Wisconsin. It served as a great reminder of the relevance, importance, and staying power of local radio.
Well, I'm moved, I'm humbled, and I really appreciate the support at the game and now at the reception. I never quite realized the impact of what my work and our work at WCCI has made over the years.
So we bring in Eric Kadronowitz, the head coach of Scales Mound. Can you speak a little bit about Brian? Brag him up a little bit, but just local radio in general. Why does that mean so much to community, interscholastic athletics? You know, just add on to that, I guess.
Yeah, great question. You know, I'll go back 18 years. The first time I'm a head coach, my first year, the first time I met Brian was at the West Carroll Holiday Tournament down in Savannah. He walks up and he's like, "Coach, I'm Brian from WCCI. I'll be covering the game." And from there, 18 years, you fast forward, not only do you have a great friend, almost a best friend, but you have a person that has helped spread Hornet basketball. He's been there to call a state volleyball championship for us. He's been there when the girls were in a state championship. He's been there for our Hornets at a state championship. You know, he means a lot to our community because he is the voice of Hornet basketball. When we're on the road, they tune into WCCI when they're covering our games. They want to hear what Brian has to say. Every week we do the coaches' show. On Saturday mornings, again, they get to hear what's going on with the program, what's going on with Hornet basketball. But not only that, what's going on at East Dubuque? What's going on at Galena? What's going on at Stockton? What's going on at all these other schools, these small schools? And he becomes the voice for all of us.
And there's a great connection with that then, right? I mean, connection between community and school and radio station. That's a pretty big equation, isn't it?
Oh, for sure, because right away you've got the school is basically the heartbeat of your community. So then you add all those community factors going on, what's going on at the school, and then you've got great radio stations out there promoting what's going on at those schools, and then you've got those people like yourself and like Brian that's getting out there and doing all that legwork to get these great things out there to the people, and so they're tuning in and they want to hear all this.
The one thing, too, some people just can't get to the game, right? And they can't get out. So whether they want to listen to commodity markets, whether they want to listen to the local obituaries, whether they want to listen to the local weather forecast or what happened with the wreck down the street, right? I mean, they tune to the local radio station.
Oh, for sure. It starts obviously with some of the local sports games that are going on, things like that. But I remember growing up on a farm myself, and when you got into the truck, it was the same channel every day. It never changed. And so whatever time of the day you got in, you just happened to listen to whatever you just said. Could have been the commodities report. It could have been the sports. It could have been something else that's going on, or maybe one of the favorite, you know, country songs of the day. But regardless, you were going to listen to that. And that's what a lot of people around here do to stay connected. And like you said, there are people that can't get to the games on a regular basis. So therefore, like you said, when you have local markets, local radio stations, local TV, whatever it could be, that's the point where it gets they can see what's going on or hear what's going on. So it's important that we have this, and Brian does a great job as well as you.
All right, Ryan Winkler from Erie Provincetown, teacher at Erie. You nominated Brian for this award because you must feel that local radio is pretty important.
Absolutely, and it's a lot like what Coach K said. Our relationship started over 20 years ago as well, and it was one of those things where I was a 22-year-old coach at Milledgeville. Actually, I was a first soft coach at that time. Introduced Brian the first time, Tom Digman, and then we really got to know each other at a shootout west at Rock Falls. We played West Carroll. It was a double overtime game, and that's kind of where our relationship started. And so local radio is everything to small towns. Like, it's so much fun to just see what Brian means to everybody. And one of the things that when we had a chance, we were all sitting around talking, me and my athletic director, a couple of our assistant coaches, and I just got done with Brian doing something. And I'm like, and it came across that this was an opportunity. And I said, we need to nominate Brian. I said, he's part of what small town America is. And I said, there's no one more deserving. And everyone's like, you're 100% right. And so we sent the nomination, and thankfully, you know, it worked out. And and I hope he understands, just like what you do, how much you mean to us coaches. Because all four of us that are standing here, I know a lot of people don't believe it, but it really is about highlighting kids. Because I don't think we have enough of that in our society anymore. I see a lot of people bringing down kids when things don't go well, and we get to work with kids every single day that are literally giving everything that they possibly have to make their communities proud and their schools proud. And to have people like you, and especially Brian, and in small towns like us highlighting those types of kids is something that is more special than anything else for us coaches.
Well, Brian, you're having a good day when you hear something like that. A pretty good day for you.
Yeah, great day. Absolutely wonderful. And just to build on what Eric and Ryan said, these are two of my best friends in coaching. We do a lot of things football-wise away from the court. And as you say, it is just it's wonderful to be able to be a part of athletics on a nightly basis. And I think in final thoughts, people trust you because they let you into their home every single day. And that's the voice, even though you never see them and they rarely see you. But every morning, you're part of their day, and that's unbelievable. I think that's big responsibility for you and I to every day give our best.
All right, Matt Troha with the IHSA. We're on location in Scales Mound, Illinois. They're honoring Brian Roush from WCCI Radio, Distinguished Media Service Award. First up, just tell us a little bit about kind of the idea of the award for the IHSA and kind of the recognition today.
Yeah, so it came out of our media advisory committee probably about 8-9 years ago, and the thought was just that we have so many prep sports, whether they be folks in radio, news, TV, whatever it might be, there's a different kind of connection there between people who cover high school sports, I think, versus those who cover maybe college or pro sports, and they really become kind of part of the community, part of the fabric. And yeah, so we wanted to come up with a way to recognize them, and ultimately what we decided on was to have them, rather than be recognized at the IHSA office or maybe at a state tournament, to really try and make it more intimate and have them pick a local event where the folks that they've impacted with their coverage are going to be able to be there and celebrate them and celebrate their career. And that's what we're doing here today. And I think it was kind of epitomized what we want to do. It was a great atmosphere and event.
Honoring Brian Roush from WCCI Radio in Savannah at Scales Mound High School. Can you speak to the connection and the importance of high school sports on local radio? And Brian Roush at WCCI in Savannah is such a great example of that. Why is it important that remains part of the equation in promoting high school sports, you think?
Well, sure. I don't think it's any secret that a lot of the media coverage is going away. And prep sports are definitely suffering as a result of that. And, you know, as I kind of talked about, that connection, that community piece, you know, radio just really hits home there. You know, a lot of people still connect that, still listen to games on the radio. And, you know, state final week, we get calls and emails all the time asking about what stations are going to be covering them. And we see some positives. The 2A football state final game, I think, was on 6 different radio stations a few weeks ago at Hancock Stadium, Illinois. So it's still exciting to see that coverage. And, you know, I think that just sort of shows that, yeah, there's still a connection there and a need for it.
Congrats again to Brian Roush at WCCI in Savannah, and long live local radio. This is the RFD Radio Network.